This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. It is Thursday, the 24th of November, just coming up to 12:05 here in the studio. I'm joined by
Frida Liu.
What a week it has been, right?
It's almost a month before Christmas.
Well, that's not what I was thinking about, right. But, you know, and if we do have any breaking news, be sure we will get it to you when we actually learn something. But we're going to be talking about something completely different now. It's about how... How your partner represents your brand. Business partners are people who represent your company and brand image as they help market your company when they speak to potential clients. That's why it's advised to give your partners training as well. We'll be speaking with Ray Chow, the CEO of Infront Consulting Group, master business coach at Owner's Circle and president of EO Malaysia. To talk about all of this, he's joining us in the studio very shortly. Now, business partners do matter, right? Because they can add value to your business growth. If you pick a business partner who has built their reputation for years, they'll help bring other tools to the table, you know, and they might have an existing audience. Frida, you know all about this. You know, that's why I jump on your coattails sometimes. But they can be the external face of your company as well to help you reach more people. And some would say that partnerships are also cost effective, as you can, as I just mentioned, piggyback on people's credibility in the industry, especially in new markets.
Yeah, you know, so previously when I used to work for a tech company, we had to rely a lot on business partners because there's just more reach working with business partners, right? But to make a partnership work, it's not enough to take a hands-off approach. Let your partner do your job and hope for the best. We wish. If you're not making active efforts to train your partners the way you train your employee, the partnership might end miserably.
Yeah, so imagine walking into a partner's client meeting and they're just sharing your outdated marketing materials from a few years ago. You'd be like, what are you doing? You know, or maybe they don't even have any idea of what your new products are, and it feels like they're representing a different company or product. I've seen this happen. You know, I've been into meetings where the CEO is there and he's sat there watching the marketing department as they are marketing something completely different. And he's sat there going, we dropped that 2 years ago. You know, I have actually seen that happen. Now, remember, your partners are people who represent your brand. And this is where partner training comes in.
So some tips for training your partners. Number one, set goals for the partner training. So you and your partner definitely want the same thing from the partnership. More sales, more revenue, more profit. But if you're not sharing information, communicating with your partner, you both might have a very different ideas about when and how to achieve your goals. So don't jump into, you know, cookie cutter training. Talk to your partners first and evaluate what both of you want and how you want to achieve it. Like I said, a bit like politics.
Yeah.
Just like how you set KPIs to employees, only fair to give you and your partner KPIs to reach depending on your agreement.
Before we get on to tip number two, a quick reminder, 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number if you want to get in touch with us. And on Twitter, we're at BFM Radio. Segueing into tip two here, see that smooth as silk.
Smooth.
Your training should be aligned with the goals that you and your partners came to terms with. For example, if your main goal is to increase sales next quarter, create sales training to help partners improve their techniques, including things like tried and tested best practices. Think of your partner training program precisely like you would any other training program you've already got running.
Okay. Tip number three, while you track performance, ask for your partner's feedback. So after going through training, you must frequently make time to ask for feedback from your partner and don't assume, you know, they know everything or that you're on the same page. So you can ask, are they getting value out of the training? What's working? What's not? What materials are most helpful? And always have a one-on-one conversation with them. And your partner training program is never done. Mm-hmm. It's an ongoing process that should improve over time.
Oh, and training must have the option to be flexible because we can't all be in the same place at the same time. And when it comes to training, convenience matters a lot to your partners too, because you need to understand that from their perspective, external training is optional training, so they need a bit of extra motivation. And an example, having an on-demand course, it's not only to help your company cut costs in terms of logistics and travel, but partners can also attend the courses conveniently at their own pace, wherever they are. They might be out doing something, they've checked into a hotel, they've got nothing else to do. They've already been in, they've done their cocktails and whatever, and they're like, go back to their room, I'll just log in and do a little bit of that. Anyway, have you, apart from the one I mentioned previously, successful, failed partnerships, Frida? You know, have you heard of any?
Well, any examples you've got? I know one thing was the Apple Pay and PayPal. So PayPal's already partnered with Samsung when Apple was still negotiating with PayPal.
Yeah.
So, you know, a couple of other partnerships. Lego and Shell, I never knew that. Started in 1960, but ended. And also, I mean, I just want to talk a little bit about when I was working for the tech company. And I was part of the communication for work liaising with business partners. It was very different, right? What they needed with each business partner, what marketing materials were very different. So you also, you know, like, of course, you've got your standard and you want to make sure that these messages are there, but how they want their materials are very different.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you might go and see somebody who is happy to receive printed materials, and yet you'll go and see somebody else who's like, I don't want all of this. Give me a PDF, you know? Speaking of PDFs, have we got any political news? No, we don't. Let's take a break. After these messages, we'll be speaking with Ray Chow, the CEO of Infront Consulting Group, Master Business Coach at Owner's Circle and President of EO Malaysia. And of course, a reminder, if you want to get in touch, 018-789-8899. Twitter, we're at BFM Radio. We'll be back after some music from the Beatles with Come Together here in Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
But films, man. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Frida Liu.
12:16 here in the studio. Topic of discussion today is about how your partner represents your brand, so make sure you give them training. Your business partners are people who represent your company and brand image as they help to market your company when they are out there speaking to potential clients. We've got Ray Chow with us here in the studio, CEO of Infront Consulting Group, Master Business Coach at Owner's Circle and President of EO Malaysia to help us talk through this. How you doing, Ray?
Hello. Lovely to be here.
Now, let's just get your mic again on again. I'll ask you that same question. How you doing, Ray?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
And now, earlier on when we were doing the kind of introduction and backwards and forwards and a bit of a discussion, we said partners are your brand ambassadors. Do you agree with that?
Definitely, right? I think everyone in the company are our brand ambassadors, especially in the world of social media today. Everybody has a face in the company. So yeah, definitely, they are the brand ambassadors.
So we have to temper our behavior.
Well, yes, definitely.
This could be another whole topic. But later on, maybe another session. But what are the reasons behind giving partners training? And if you're the other business partner, includes yourself to be involved in that training too, right?
Definitely. I think it's non-negotiable. I think training is important for for both the partners. For me, the key word here is alignment.
Okay.
Right? So many times if one person goes into training and then, let's say if I go to training and then I go back and I try to explain the training to my partner and then he goes, huh? What are you talking about?
Right.
Right. And then it just doesn't benefit. So having both of us in training is very, very important. The alignment is necessary.
So that you're both hearing the same story and you're both traveling down that same road.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay. So what do you think are some of the training areas that could be kind of looked into when it comes to partner training? What do you think is important?
I think everything from a business perspective, right? Could be strategy. It could be looking at new things, innovation, sales, it could be even marketing, right? So, and obviously the most important one is cash or money, right? Mm. So I think one of the things that I feel that partners don't align much to is the financials of the company.
Right.
And most of us, most business owners today also don't look at the finances of the company.
Right.
It's like a taboo topic.
So with your company in front, right, you also have business partners. And one of the things is, I guess, the danger is when you just train certain people and you're hoping that person will pass that message back to the team, right? And also, I think there's resistance for most people when it comes to attending training programs because busy, they've had bad training experience. They say, training again, right? So for partners like this, how do you make them come on board with the idea of training, and has it changed, I guess, from the good old days?
So I believe that if you're too busy to learn, that means you're comfortable to die.
Mm. Oh, somebody clip that for a little. Yeah, okay. We'll have that. Yeah.
So I think it's really, really very important, right? And there's many, many ways to attend training today to align, right?
Right.
I think, Richard, you brought up, there's so many different types of online. You can go online to do it. You can do it at your own free time. And now learnings are available at bite sizes. So I think it's very easy to get on board, to train together. Mm. I don't think there's any other more excuses today.
And training, like in what you've just said, it has to be consistent and regular, right? But what if people think, you know, it's getting a bit repetitive, we don't seem to be learning anything new, they're just kind of rehashing what they've already told us. How often do you think it should be done? How often should training happen?
I think training is always based on a need, right? Mm. So whenever we have the need, training must be done. You know, we don't know what we don't know, right? So we have to be open to learning something new. I've attended a training like three times, the same training three times or four times, and I still learn something new, right? Because whatever we learned, sometimes we don't implement and we forget about it. So going back to the same training, hey, it says, wow, I didn't remember learning this in the last time. So we learn it and then we implement this time.
Right. And it's a combination, right? I mean, there's got to be some virtual now. There's got to be some face-to-face, especially in all that. Because I remember years ago when I had to go through this training, it's compulsory. It's not training. We had to do these, make sure that we understand integrity and all that, right? And so we had to make sure that every employee had to go through it. And I tried to skip it. Like, that. Okay, next. No, you didn't answer this. I was like, okay, I was going to... That was a question with integrity, right? Now... Okay, money. So additional costs when it will incur when it comes to training, right? Because it's getting them on board, but it's also involved money. So be it financial or opportunity costs. Like, say, hey, I could be out there doing business, you know. So how should business owners manage and balance these costs and I guess also expectations?
I empathize. You know, depending on the size of the company, definitely you have financial constraints, right? But I think everything needs to have a budget, right? Everything can be planned out. Right. Even if you have 100 ringgit this year for training, right, then just spend 100 ringgit for training. Right. So when we plan it out, then we understand what are the availabilities of training. Right. And right now, there's so many trainings that's available at a very low cost. Right. There's a channel, right, that you can go up to YouTube or anything. A lot of trainings are available out there. Right. So I don't think it's budget is ever a constraint today.
Right.
Maybe time is.
Okay. Okay.
And that kind of rolls into the question that I was going to ask next. And it relates to what Frida's just spoken about there being cost and whether it's time or money. How does the company look at the ROI? You know, how can they measure that? You know, you're sending somebody off for 4 or 5 days maybe or a weekend or even just a couple of hours. How do they measure that ROI when that person comes back? And they might have been like you say, Ray, you might have gone 3 or 4 times and come back and gone, oh, I didn't learn anything or I didn't know anything or somebody who's learned a lot. How do they measure that?
I don't think we can ever measure based on the training that we've attended. I think we can only measure after we've actually done any form of implementation.
Okay.
So I truly believe that, you know, when we receive content, right, the content cannot just be content. The content there must be a form of reflection. And after reflection, then we can understand what is the action that's necessary. And once you've done the action, then we can only go to measurement. Right. And at that point is where we can measure whether ROI, what is the ROI from that?
Right. Okay. So, no, we've asked you a couple of questions here. Anything else that we should highlight that we haven't brought up yet?
No, I think just do it. Right. Okay. So a lot of times I think we always want to cut costs. We always want to say, okay, you go, I don't go, right? I go for something else. But I think we don't achieve the alignment. And I've been in partnerships where we have failed. And one simple fact is that we went to a stage where we just lost alignment. We lost alignment, we lost directions because then, oh, I'm more educated now because I've gone to a training and I couldn't explain it to you. Then I go on my own way and then you go on your own way, and that's where partnerships may fail.
But that should be also sometimes necessary ending.
Yes, unfortunately, yes.
Right?
So it may be a reality that we have to come across.
Right, okay.
Is that your cautionary tale?
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Definitely, yeah.
And sometimes you need to work together.
Yeah,
you've
got to, right? Yeah,
for the good of the company.
Good of everybody. Did you say company?
The good of the company.
I just wanted to check, you know.
And the country.
Yeah. Ray, thank you very much for your time today. That's been great.
Awesome.
Right, it's pretty much time for me and Frida to wrap up for this short but sweet show today. But if you do have any feedback and you want more questions for Ray that we can answer a little bit later on, We're still going to be in the studio for a while anyway. Get us on 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. And if you did miss any part of the show, don't forget you can download the podcast a little bit later on. It will be up on the website. We recommend you use that BFM app. It's available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. Don't go anywhere, though, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, of course, is the Breakfast Grill replay. We're going to take some music now from Brian Ferry with Let's Stick Together here on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, The Business Station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.